This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 164. When in doubt, always go awesome.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our podcast, folks.
I look pretty today.
She does. She's having a great her day. She got it. Yeah. I can't say it the other way around because it doesn't have the right oomph.
So she had a good day.
Yeah.
Full of her.
Exactly.
What is full of me?
Exactly.
You know what else
yeah.
it's full of?
Our website?
No, but it should be. But our website is awesome, just like my hair.
And full of wins. So make sure that you check it out, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, but if you don't want to listen to just us, there are other podcasts you should be listening to, too.
Absolutely. Both of the ones that I'm going to mention now are actually helmed by ESH alum, crew members. So if you haven't checked them out yet, we've got a big, bold sign on the website. You've got to go and check out the Boston Bastard Brigade. You can find them at bostonbastardbrigade.com. They've got a great, funny, just freaking hilarious podcast that's helmed by our own King Baby Duck.
Mm-hmm. And I know him personally. He's great.
Round Robin Table of Bastards. You can find their podcasts. Their new episodes air on Tuesday. They're listed in the iTunes podcast directory with a pretty snazzy looking podcast icon, if I must say so myself.
Nudge, nudge. Wink, appreciate. Wink. Appreciate.
Yeah. So make sure that you're checking them out. Like I said, they are funny. They crack me up. So you know it's got to be good people. And then also helmed by our very own Deuces Wild is Geek Aggro. So there's all kinds of stuff. Not just sister stuff. There's dude stuff, too.
I was going to say there's deuce stuff, but that doesn't sound very sanitary.
Well, it is, but it doesn't sound like it is. And that's what you got to be careful of, because we're talking about sound here.
Yeah.
Sound.
True.
So make sure that you're checking out those podcasts. And make sure that you're checking out the random, wacky, crazy, zany, just what the huh? things that we put out there on the internet outside of what we have on the website, like our Twitter stuff. You can follow me at twitter.com/ninjasista. H on the end, people. H on the end.
And you can follow me at twitter.com/ladyesh. That's capital ESH, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know that it makes a difference, but you should always capitalize
it. If it does,
the esh matters. The esh matters.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other thing that I have in business right now, and then we can jump into the show, is I'd been hinting around for a while that we had some things going on and been talking about assignment avatar, which I have to say, nobody's actually submitted any avatars, so I'm kind of bummed out about that.
Yeah, we're kind of upset at you peoples, because I know there are peoples part of certain communities that we are affiliated with who can draw.
Yeah, and, you know, use avatar creators for those who can't draw. So I'm a little disappointed that you didn't submit any, because the project we want to use them for is our upcoming...
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, we should probably invest in some kind of sound effect machine at some point.
Yeah. That hurts.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're about to launch a magazine. Yeah, I know, we're getting big, right? Going to be totally really press. It's crazy. Well, it's gonna be balls out here.
If we were going to, you know, play to our strengths, you know, we're both black, so we should be big. You know, so the bigness, you know, that doesn't surprise me.
What? I'm not following your strange
channel. Black guys, you know. They're supposed to be...
I don't understand what you're talking about. So I'm
they're
just gonna,
supposed to be bigger.
I'm just gonna... I'm just walking away from this. I'm walking away from your statement.
Other ways, like
so you should
this.
Just stop.
They know what I'm talking
you
about.
You should just... And they
ain't
probably
that right,
wish,
fellas?
They probably wish they didn't.
Nudge.
So the first issue of our magazine actually is going to hopefully go on sale at the end of October, and it's going to be a calendar for 2010.
The Ladies of Esh.
No, it's not. Stop spreading that rumor.
Well, Day of Esh, miss.
No.
Panda gave to me.
No, stop it. Naughty Panda, go sit in the corner. It is not a Ladies of Esh, because first of all, there's only really two of us.
So that means six pictures of me and six pictures of Ninja.
Yeah, no, that's not what the calendar is.
Prune in June.
Stop it.
Sorry. Stop it. Okay. What? It's a great idea.
It might be, but we're not doing it. What the calendar is going to instill.
Don't be a sad panda in April.
Okay, we're moving on here.
Okay.
We're just moving on.
I'm going to go this way.
Okay. I told you, go sit in the corner until you can behave yourself. Oh. The calendar is going to be focused around gamers and geek stuff. So what we're going to do is we're basically going to be featuring all different kinds of game and anime influences. Mostly game influences. Because the anime stuff, as far as reprinting their images, kind of iffy, tricky, and I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, so I don't want to get sued either.
Game and gadget stuff in the calendar, but we're also putting in a little gift. Not necessarily the normal types of dates that you would see pre-printed in the calendar. For instance, yeah. Talk Like a Pirate Day is going to be a holiday in our calendar.
So don't go to work, just stay at home and talk like a pirate.
Exactly, and you can tell your boss, oh, sorry. Got a religious thing coming up. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day, so I'm going to need the day off. You know, celebrate with my pirate ancestry.
I believe you guys will enjoy a lot of the holidays we have in store for you.
Yeah, yeah. As well as a lot of music and movie-related things. You know, the things that are really, truly important. Like, you know, the day Pong was invented and released. That's a big day. That
and
should
don't
be
forget National Pandalicious Appreciation Week.
Right. Which is a whole week.
Oh, yeah, a whole week of just appreciating me.
Yeah. So anyway, be on the lookout. We'll have some more information rolling out with over the next few weeks about the calendar and what's going to be in the magazine and when our first episode issue, I should say. I got to get used to talking about it as paper and not just digital distribution. But hopefully the first issue of the magazine will be out in November.
November.
And if not, they'll be ready in time for holiday. And we'll have, like I said, more information on how you can buy it, where you can buy it, why you need to buy it.
On the 10th day of Eshmas, Pandalicious said to me.
And not just because we want to make, you know, some money so we can go to more
Give events. Me your money.
Yes. But she didn't say it with a gun in her hand.
No, I said it. All the song said is that she said it. She didn't have a gun, as far as you know.
Awesome. So that's what Assignment Avatar is for. So what I'm going to do, because I am a
You are just so generous.
Merciful, Ninja. I'm going to extend the deadline. You now know what it's for, people. Get your avatars in.
Show us you care. Do some fucking work.
So we can put them in the calendar.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're for. To decorate calendar pages. And we'll give credit to
I mean, you gotta go to heaven, don't you?
No, look, we do not promise that
I do.
The addition of your avatar creations in our calendar will be an automatic pass to heaven.
Calendar, you'll get +5 to purity. And if you know anything about Fable, that should be the difference between being a demon and being an angel.
This is true. But
any tofu.
Every avatar that you create, if we use it, we will actually give you a credit, either based off of your gamer tag or your PSN tag or Well, we numbers are a little bit difficult to do, but we'll make the space.
Fucking we. What are you talking about?
Come on. Nintendo doesn't suck that much.
Okay. They couldn't let you make a name. They had to give you a number.
I know.
You know, I know. I know another faction of people.
Okay. Stop. Let's move on. Okay.
You know where I was going with that, right?
Get the things in so we can use them on the calendar. Because like I said, it's almost go time, people. So with that, let's jump into the show because we got a lot to talk about, including a question that came in.
Yes, we finally got one, you lazy son of a...
Yes, because tweeting me questions doesn't mean that I'm going to remember what they were. That's why
you get tweeted questions?
Yeah, and I don't always remember because I get a lot of tweets, and so they fall off.
These people tweet you questions. People just respond back to me about me being awesome and looking sexy and...
That's
doing
because you're
awesome
a whore
by
on the internet.
I am not a whore on the internet. Half okay. My Twitters have been about my internship. And I'm like, I'm feeling awesome in the office. Might get a gun and a badge. And people are like, that'd be awesome.
Right.
Someone told me the like, community was proud of me. And you know what? I'm proud of me too.
I'm proud of you too. I'm so glad that you sort of kind of have a damn job.
I know.
I'm absolutely stoked about
it. It gets me out of the house.
That's such a good thing.
It is. I appreciate it.
So the questions that you have for us, they should come in through our questions at esh.mobi address. And we got one, actually, from Kevin Crave. So thank you for submitting your question. It was actually a really good one. Because sometimes we get some bullshit questions, and so those we just ignore because they're bullshit.
Well, she usually does. I don't get questions.
Yes, I'm not going to answer a question about how I shave.
You shave?
Do you go European with your pits?
No, but that's okay. What Veet's for. Cream that shit away.
Right, so I'm not really going to take that so much as being a question about gaming.
I think they just want to know about your...
Hey, and probably. And that's why I don't acknowledge that as being a real question. That goes in the bullshit pile.
Anyway, talk about the non-bullshit question.
The non-bullshit question. So Kevin submitted and said, hey... I've been a longtime fan and need some help. Halloween is coming. Yes, it is. Very quickly. October's right around the corner. And Kevin is having a costume party and wants to cosplay for the party, but he's not sure what to cosplay as. He's tried a couple of things, and the closest thing that he's tried to do is Waka from the...
Final Fantasy X
game. And the only problem is that he doesn't really think that it's quite a good fit for him and sent us a link so we could check him out on the MySpace to see what he looks like because he wants to make sure that whatever he cosplays as, that'll look kick-ass. First of all, awesome to you, Kevin Crave, for wanting your cosplay to be awesome and not just throwing on a damn costume and being like, I'm a cosplayer.
It shows you really care, and you know what? Because you care, we care enough to try to help.
Absolutely. So, awesome question. Thanks for bringing it up. Because Halloween is coming, and I think that, you know, there's so many popular animes that you're going to see more as far as your older group of people. You know, not your little kids that are going to get their parents to buy them costumes from Walmart. But I think that you're going to see a lot of, you know, teenagers cosplaying instead of just costuming for Halloween. So we were thinking about it and taking a look at your pictures. I think we kind of came up with almost two different lists, really, of who we would recommend.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let Panda go first because mine are kind of tame, but totally would work, I think.
Okay. Well, I mean, my list isn't that extensive. Because I have to tell you that you have the best tone for Waka. You really do.
Your skin's amazing.
I was staring at your skin going, wow. I didn't think people looked like that.
Alicia Keys would play good money for your skin. I'm just saying that. She, like, put down cash money.
Well, let's hope she doesn't kill you and then skin you for it.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I don't think she would. I mean, I don't think she's that kind of chick.
I can see why you would choose Waka as someone that you could try because your skin tone just screams, I'm out in the sun and I don't burn, which is really hard for some people with very pale skin. Now, I know that you had mentioned in your email that you didn't think that would work because you think you have a tummy. And last time I checked, Waka kind of had a gut. So, I mean, I don't know what your tummy looks like. I feel you could probably be a little bit more self-conscious than you're letting on, and I doubt it's even really that big of a deal. Then again, Waka really only wears, like, pants, so if you were, like, at an October party, it would be kind of cold. So I can see why you have some concern. I also noticed in your email that you said that you're not scared of makeup, and that's good, because to be a complete avid lover of this trend, you can't be afraid of makeup. But with that said, you could go as anything if you're that brave. But in my opinion, the first person I think you could probably do would, he's not exactly from an anime, but if you know about a game that I absolutely love called Lost Odyssey, you could so be Kime. From your pictures, your hair is kind of long. I mean, granted, you could also do a wig, but I mean, he's kind of got that same type of skin, big, bold eyes. I mean, he doesn't have any, you know, facial hair. I mean, if you're really partial to yours, then you might not want to do that, but, you know, he's close enough to you. He's a very powerful character in the game, and I think you could do that. Granted, he's tall. Then again, I didn't see exactly how tall you are, but you could play that to your strengths if you can sew. My second option for you is from an anime that I've just recently seen called Black Butler. And the character's name is, where is it? It's Sebastian. And he's a butler, but he's a demon. And he is sworn to the side of this noble family. And he has dark hair, and he's very tall, and he wears a very fitted butler-esque suit. And when, you know, he does demonic-type things, his eyes kind of flicker red. They don't stay red like most zombies. But, I mean, he is just refined. His cult, you know, he's very cultured. He's multi-talented, which, you know, from your MySpace page, I'm assuming that you have some talents, because I could never get my audios to play on my MySpace. I mean, you could play that up if you wanted to. I mean, sadly, a lot of animes, you know, from where I was very, you know, into, a lot of the main men characters were, you know, a standard guy with glasses and a t-shirt. I mean, there were some that were very dramatic and pronounced, but most of them were always kind of seen as, you know, just a way to move a plot, as opposed to being a aesthetic eye pleaser. You know, that's what usually girls in anime are for. I mean, if you're really that brazen, you could even go as a chick. Granted, I mean, I would never tell you that, but I mean, besides right now.
Cosplay costumes! Woo!
But I'm just saying. So, I mean, if you're that bold, then you don't need us telling you what you should do. You should just do it. You are a blank canvas, and you need to paint yourself gently.
Which is also an option, especially if you want to use the latex stuff that people can then rip off. I mean, I don't know what kind of party you're throwing, but that would always be a party starter. My list is pretty short. I only had two, and I was focusing more on working with your exact features, including your glasses, because I don't know if you have contacts or not. So I focus more on guy anime characters that I love that wear glasses. And so the two that immediately came to my mind were Uryu from Bleach and Captain Hughes from Fullmetal Alchemist. And the reason why they came to my mind is, one, they're both characters that I love from two series that I really have enjoyed watching. And they have very distinct personalities and great costumes. Like, depending upon where in the story arc that you want to be Uryu from Bleach, you have a very simple t-shirt, you know, collared shirt and pants combo, up to his awesome Quincy outfit, which...
When in doubt, always go awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer to go over than under, but he's got about three different costumes, really, that you could put together. And since you're not afraid of putting stuff together yourself, I think that could be a lot of fun. And the costumes that are involved with, you know, cosplaying as Fullmetal Alchemist stuff, you know, I think can be very complex, especially the alchemists the state alchemist uniform because it's not an exact, you know, flat uniform. There are layers and tiers that are involved. And so I think that would be a fun project for you to put yourself together that way. And both of those characters wear glasses. And like I said, have completely different personalities.
Yeah.
That I think that you would have a lot of fun staying in those personalities for a Halloween party.
Now, if you're really going to do Hughes, you would have to, you know, come complete with a picture of your daughter. You have to have one with you at all times.
Which I think would be so hysterically fun to figure out what that picture would be. Like, I would do different pictures all night long. Like, a picture of Lady Gaga and talk about, isn't she so adorable? And people
or,
just like,
whatever.
What?
If you stay in character, then I salute you,
yeah.
Kemosabe.
So those are our suggestions. And if you wind up taking any pictures at your party, we would love to see
what your mind came up with.
Yeah, and how your party went off. And the same thing goes for any of you guys out there. If you're having Halloween parties and they're costume parties, send us some pictures. We'll put them up in the gallery. Just let us know who was there and how you want to be credited, and we'll throw them up there, especially if there's anybody that comes terrifically cosplayed.
Mm-hmm.
We might even feature you in a post during the Halloween-y time.
Even if you have really, really, like, a big sword.
I was going to say something, but I stopped myself. So that's good. So I hope that we were able to answer your question, Kevin, and that you found our stuff to be resourceful to you. If you wind up being any of the characters or enjoyed what we said, just pop us another little note. Let us know, because we like knowing that we're helpful. It makes us feel good. It's our do-good for the day, and it's a good thing. So that's all of that stuff. Let's get into some game stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go first, because I know that if I go first, I'm going to talk a lot. I have 2 pages of notes.
Okay. then on a quick note, I finally opened Beatles Rock Band.
Yay!
And I've managed to play through the whole game.
Yay!
That I opened it. And by the end of it, it was very interesting, because as I walked away, Esh Mom looked at my eyes and said, "Your eyes look stressed." And I'm like, it's because Ninja plays hard. Because Ninja likes to play a game and likes to play the fuck out of it.
I do.
And you do. And that's because you're a Beatles fan.
I am.
Now, coming from the, you know, perspective of the younger sister who didn't listen to a lot of Beatles music.
That's okay.
Not really.
I still love you.
That's not my fault.
I know.
But I mean, I wasn't an, oh my god, I love the Beatles fan, but I still appreciated what this game did in the music game genre. And I mean, I was planning to play tribute to it anyway. So now playing it and having my hands on with it and having a nice night with the family, I am just as strong an advocate for it as I was before. Is it a short play? Yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you're looking for hours and hours of gameplay, this is not a game for you. But even people who are not hunkered down to the floor, I love the Beatles, you will still find this enjoyable, especially because halfway through, if you're paying attention to your highway, you know, where the nodes are coming, if you're not, you know, you're kind of half paying attention to the background, after a certain point in the game, it gets kind of dark and gets kind of creepy.
It gets a little trippy.
It gets trippy in the dreamscapes, which, you know, obviously it was meant to do that. But, I mean, halfway through, I don't even remember which song it was. All of a sudden, the whole screen kind of went black and red, and it scared the fuck out of me.
I am the walrus.
And I missed about 4 or 5 nodes, and I was like, that was freaky. Like, I was expecting a demon to come out of the screen and eat my face. That's not funny.
Beatles demon.
That's not even funny. But I'm just saying that they've taken this great band, and I think they really, you can tell that there's a lot of love in this game. They spent so much time making sure they got all these details down that at first I thought were just like, why do they bow like that all the time? That's fucking gay. And then I realized that that's what they actually
Oh my gosh.
And it made me feel dumb for even thinking that these guys could ever possibly be gay. And not G-A-Y, but G-H-E-Y, because there is a difference. But I really enjoyed it, and I do plan to go back in there and hopefully do the singing part, because I, you know, that's the facet of the game that was the most compelling, and I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, the singing is definitely more difficult, especially when you're doing two part or three part harmonies than music playing.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm very excited to see that aspect when I finally, you know, find a way to either, you know, just sing or guitar and sing. I can't imagine what it's like to drum and sing, so that's going to be interesting.
When I get my mic stand, I'll let you know.
Thank you, sister. I recently played the Wet demo on the 360 because I don't have a PS3.
That's okay. You're working towards it.
I am indeed. And, you know, I felt something was amiss with this demo. I mean, demos aren't always 100% polished. Granted, there are some demos that are essentially just the first part of a gameplay. But, I mean, it seemed kind of scratchy, and I think that was more of an aesthetic thing. I mean, there are some things that looked a little off, but, you know, it's a demo. And they let you go through the first few things so you get an idea of how to move. And I could tell right away that this is going to be one of those really repetitive, sandboxy kind of game, which isn't bad. I mean, Prototype was a sandbox game where you either flew around, absorbed people, stabbed people and absorbed people, or ate hunters and absorbed people. So, I mean, repetitive isn't a bad thing if done well. And, I mean, in this demo, do I feel it was done well? I felt I played a little awkward. Like, I found myself taking Ruby, who's your main character, and I slid a lot and just shot blank because I don't know how the aiming works. And apparently you can, like, in slow motion shoot several different places because you're going slow, you know, kind of matrixy, which I'm not used to. I am a in-your-face headshot, I'm done. I'm not really big on the finesse. I mean, if it happens in a rendering, then I feel badass. Not that I actually did it, but in this sense, they kind of make you do your rendering shots.
You're the kind of person that when you play co-op in GTA will walk up to a cop and shoot them in the face and then jump in the car.
Yeah. Because I want them to know that I'm a badass. I just shot a cop in the face. But in this, it's like, I'm sliding and I'm leaning back so you can look at my cleavage as I shoot you very slowly. And it takes 4 or 5 fucking shots before the freaking dude even falls.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Wet and the difficulty that I have with it, because I got a little bit of a demo of the game when we were at E3 this summer, was that you walk with the left stick and you have to aim with the right stick. And there's no lock-on ability. And so that's a very...
It should be.
Yeah, that's a very difficult mechanic for me to work, just because I'm right-handed, and with my surgery on my right hand, it's part of the reason why I suck at FPSs and I really don't play them, is because I cannot easily control the right stick as far as an aiming mechanism, which is just about what every FPS, where they put it. If you put it on the left stick, or give me the option to put it on the left stick, then I'm happier. But this game, the difficulty with it is that the focus isn't so much on killing the people as much as the focus is on how cool can you make Ruby look while she's killing people.
Yeah.
So the aesthetics are fantastic, I think. Because it looks like, you know, it's a mid-late 70s action flick, okay? I mean, there's even film grain going on.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say it wasn't pretty. It's just, I feel like they were trying to do too much. Like, they had all these great ideas, and they said, okay, we're going to do all of them at the same time, upside down, because we're cool.
Yeah, like, during the demo, I think there's a point where you get to a ladder, and rather than just climbing down the ladder,
you have to go upside down.
Ruby mounts it upside down and slides down it while she has to shoot two guys.
Yeah. And I was like, no, because most people I mean, I'm confident on a ladder, 1 foot above another foot, you move up, that's fine. You know, I'm even comfortable with the idea of sliding down a ladder. But
upside down.
What the fuck am I? Spider-Man in training? Where's Mary Jane for some making out?
Wouldn't you hit your head going down?
Like, I don't think so. I messed up on that a couple of times because I couldn't pinpoint where the second guy was at first. I was like, what the fuck is up with that? But I mean, I'm not saying that this game isn't pretty, and I'm anticipating a lot of people will probably buy this and will play it. My only irk about it is, like I said, I feel like they try to do way too much. I mean, you've got so many guys, and they in that spawning arena area. You know, like if you don't figure it out fast enough, you just get onslaughts of people. You know, I mean, the first time I played through, I didn't understand that I had to go and, you know, do something. So I was just killing people until they finally took me out, which made no sense. But I think one of the interesting mechanics that they let you play, but they don't explain to you, really, like, if it's something that she triggers or something that happens in a level that makes her do this particular, I'm going to say it's an ability. But they kind of do a whole Quentin Tarantino moment where everything goes red and black.
Oh, the bloodlust.
Yeah. And it goes red and black. And, you know, if the guy's wearing, like, a white shirt, you'll see white. And anytime you slice through them, blood turns white. So, I mean, they're trying to give you that whole, wow, this is really bloody. But at the same time, you have no other detail wherever you are. So you're just like, you're in a hallway. And there's a stair, but you don't know what you're supposed to do. Oh, you're supposed to walk up a wall. Like, there's no way to prompt you. So, I mean, you just got to kind of run around and hopefully hit that ledge that props you up to the next level, which can be kind of frustrating, especially if you're one of those people who, in a bloodlust, just wants to kill, kill, kill. I mean, they kind of pace it out so that you can't kill all the time, which can be upsetting to those of us who just want to slice throats and take names.
Right. Yeah, I do understand the bloodlust.
So the car aspect I thought was really cool. I enjoyed playing that little tidbit because, you know, the whole jumping from cars deal. I kind of like the sequence because it's like those rendered CG shots that you get in games that you're like, man, I really wish I could do that. Well, now you get to do that.
Well, why don't you explain the event? Because I don't know how many people have actually tried the demo yet.
Okay, so after the red room incident area, no, because she gets flashed with the red, she turns all red, and you kick ass until you get up these stairs. And then it just fast forwards to, you're outside and you're on top of this car. And it's kind of like a fast button sequence. You know, A or an X will show up and you will jump. Now, I mean, the jump is kind of extended. It's a very slow-mo. And, you know, in actuality, if you were to jump from one car, that there's no way that you'd kind of hover in air until you magically land on another one.
I mean, don't know that. I am a ninja. I have all kinds of abilities.
You have magical Fiji training.
I do.
But a panda, such as myself.
Oh, yeah, you would be screwed.
I wouldn't get on the top of a car.
No, you wouldn't make it.
You're lucky to get me in the car.
Yeah.
To get me on the car, no way, not gonna happen. So, I mean, this allows me to vicariously live out things that I'll never actually do in life, because I know I will die, but I don't get a reset or a continue.
No continue for
no.
you.
No, it's like Heavy Rain. Once I'm dead, that's it.
Yep. New story.
But anyway, so you're jumping from car to car, and while you're doing that, there are about, I think at best, 2 cars in front of you that are swerving in between the traffic, and they have guys that you need to shoot. If you don't shoot them long enough, they will, in turn, disturb another car that you will then have to jump off the car that you're on to continue down this road. And eventually, if you clear them all out, this one guy is in the car that you're on top of, and there's this big semi in front of you, and he blows out one of the tires. So, it begins to topple, and what you end up having to do, because one of your abilities is you can wall walk, and any flat wall you can essentially walk up.
Okay.
You have to, like, half walk sideways on it, avoid one of the cars that's, like, rolling behind you on the side of this, which doesn't make any, I mean, I guess in physics it could happen, but in actuality probably wouldn't. And then you have to dodge the car that's behind you while you're sidewalking on this semi that's about to, you know, cave over, and manage to jump on the car that has this one guy shooting you. And as you do that, you have to take your sword, stab him, and pull your sword back out.
Okay.
That's a lot of action going on.
That's a lot to do.
Yeah. Now, I mean, if we saw this in, like, a CG, like, a cut scene, like, from the perspective of third person, this would be really awesome to watch. Like, man, she's really badass. You know, but then when you're playing it, you know, I guess, I mean, I still enjoyed it, but, I mean, it didn't feel nearly as awesome because, you know, I was doing it.
Right.
But, I mean, it was still a lot of fun. I mean, I do like that action. I'd be kind of concerned if the game had a lot of car scenes that were like this.
Okay.
So, I mean, that one, great. If there's a boss battle that relates to this, that would be even better. Because it'd get it all out of my system within the first part of the game, maybe. But I wouldn't want to revisit that type of scenario again in this game. And I feel like there's a lot of repetition, which would make me feel like a scenario like this, where she has to jump from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing while shooting. Not that you have any type of direction as to where your bullets are going. So
you have a little teeny tiny circle.
Yeah. It's not, it needs to be bigger. Bigger circles for shooting is better. Have we not learned this?
I agree.
And the sliding. Like, I mean, I love power slides. Hell, I loved Pick a Destiny with the power slide. That was awesome. And in really good movies where there's that one scene, that's badass. But you're taking a very good concept and you're making it mundane.
Now, in its defense, because I have not gotten the full game yet, but there are other techniques that Ruby unlocks as you play other levels, as well as other weapons. So that may change. There are more acrobatics that she learns. When I was speaking with one of the devs, he goes, you know, we've been playing around, and he's like, one of the guys here on the team actually has been able to play an entire level, an encounter, without ever touching the ground. He's like, it's really difficult, but when you unlock all of her weapons and all of her acrobatics, you know, she does become pretty badass. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were, like, sideways cartwheels that would probably replace all of
the fighting. I would have loved to have seen a cartwheel in this demo.
Yeah. I think that they probably would have been better served in the demo if they had, you know, shown you Ruby at her baddest acidness.
Instead of at her beginning,
yeah, because I'm pretty sure that that's actually literally the first level.
I don't know.
In the demo. I'm pretty sure that that's how the game actually starts.
I mean, I kind of hope they give her a little bit more in the opening, because it's just like, blah, 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 I'm a dude, blah, 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 I'm a dude. I thought you were going to be a chick. Nah, blah, 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 blah. Ha, your instincts were wrong, blah, blah, blah. Shit, he's got my case, blah, blah, blah.
And then Ruby drops down.
Yep. And yep, I spoiled the demo. Fuck yourself.
Demo spoiler!
I'm just
so
kidding.
No.
I'm spoiler.
You are the spoiler.
I just bit my lip. Dude, that's bad karma. I'm spoilerlicious. I'm filling in for Pandalicious.
I think we might have to actually change your handle for a little bit.
I might.
Yeah.
I mean, did I enjoy the demo? Do we love breathing? I mean, air is free. We love breathing. We kind of need it. Yes. I mean, did I need the wet demo? No. Did it make me wet? No. Will it? Probably not. I mean, unless someone spills something on me while I'm playing, but then it wouldn't be the game, actually. It would be somebody else who's being a dick. So out there, future person who's being a dick, you're
don't
a dick.
Be a dick.
So yeah, that was the most recent thing that I have played this week.
Well, I actually got my hands on a demo this week as well.
Did you touch it gently?
No, I was actually really rough
with it.
Pretty rough
with it?
Yeah. And it preferred it that way, I'm going to be honest.
Hey.
Yeah. So I actually was able to get a hold of a code for the early release of the Brutal Legend demo.
Ooh.
And what I will say is, I enjoyed the demo so much that I went back and pre-ordered it.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I don't pre-order games very often.
No, I do sometimes,
yeah.
But not
I don't typically pre-order things. It's a rare occasion, but that's how much I enjoyed the Brutal Legend demo. So I, too, am going to be slightly spoilerlicious today, but you'll appreciate it for me, or appreciate me for it. Yeah, that's
okay.
What I meant to say.
Well, I already appreciate you.
Oh, shucks, you're going to make me blush. So if you're not aware of Brutal Legend, first of all, slap yourself. Then go to Brutal...
Ow.
Ooh. That sounded like it hurt. You're really rough. Wow. Then take yourself to BrutalLegend.com and check it out. The site is age-gated, and it's for a reason. Ooh. So, Brutal Legend, which we've talked about a little bit before, I know I've mentioned it on the site and talked about, you know, Devil Fine being behind it, which makes some really great games. The game basically is the game we all want to build, but we don't have the talent, the patience, or whatever to actually do it.
If you don't have the talent, if you have the talent, you're just being lazy.
Yes. If you have the talent and the time and you don't build the game, you're lazy, lazy, lazy douche, and we don't have time for you. But the game features the main character, who is a roadie named Eddie. And the opening cinematic is actually available right now from the BrutalLegend.com website. You should watch it because it pretty much sets you up with how the game is going to be. It gives you the option of choosing whether or not you want to hear the foul language that they use in the game or not. And it gives you the option to see all the gory things in the game or not. So you can basically dial this game down to where it is tween sensitive. Or let the fucks fly. Which I like. I think that that's a great way of presenting a game, of giving people that are playing it the option to go, hey, we use some filthy language. Do you want to hear the filthy language? Or do you not want to hear the filthy language while you play it? Awesome. We'll just toggle that off. Do you want to see all the decapitations and the bloody things explode? Or do you not want to see them? Awesome. We can hide that for you for this go round. But you still get generally the same game experience. Now, the cinematic that's up there, even through the age-gated page, right now, the video shows you the censored stuff. And it took me a little while to figure out that that was the case, because when you're watching the video, especially if you're watching it in QuickTime, when the screen pops up and asks you if you want to hear all the filthy words or not, if you move your cursor over it, it actually does look like a link that you can actually click and decide which way you want to go, but it doesn't really work. So I sat there, I watched the thing like 3 times trying to get it to let me pick the filthy words before I realized, no, it's a video. I can't do that. Duh. So I had a little bit of a moment. But the demo was really, really entertaining. So as I said, I'm going to spoil a little bit. The opening cinematic starts with this band of, I'm going to go with, late teens, early 20s stuff, going out to play a show that's supposed to be a metal show. And the lead singer is asking Eddie if he could maybe make a set that was more geared towards that band's tween audience, which, of course, being a metalhead, just really pisses Eddie off, and he doesn't say anything. They go out to start singing, and the first opening bars sound really metal, and then all of a sudden, you see the camera move to a DJ, and they start scratching, and it basically sounds like a pop song that somebody tried to throw some Linkin Park in the background every so often. So it's not metal at all.
Right.
And so Eddie's character, the first words he said is, you know, I can fix anything, but I can't fix that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and so it winds up that one of the band members, who's a complete douche, gets out on a piece of the stage he's not supposed to and looks like he's gonna fall. And so Eddie goes and first grabs the guitar that he dropped so he can try to pull himself back up on the stage, and he fails, so he starts to fall. So Eddie steps out on the stage and catches him, sets him off, and the guy runs off, and then the stage piece that he was hanging off of falls on top of Eddie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so he starts bleeding, and he bleeds into this belt buckle he wears. And then all of a sudden, everything goes to shit. And this demon pops up and starts killing everything and sets Eddie apart all nice and gentle-like. And then you see this flash, and then all of a sudden, Eddie's in this world.
Uh-huh.
That's not where he was before.
Mm-hmm.
And these druid thingies try to kill him. And he winds up picking up an axe and a guitar and killing them. and has some really interesting moves. Like, he can actually play the guitar, and it summons lightning bolts or balls of
fire. In the lightning, in the rain.
And he can direct them. Or he can use this special axe and the guitar axe together to create an earthquake sound, which you have to use to actually break the building that you're in apart to get outside. And the character designs are just amazing. I'm going to try to get some imagery together and put a photo gallery up on our site so you can see them. Because, and Eddie even remarks about it, he goes outside and he sees this, like, nun-like character. And he's like, okay, so here's the deal. Like, I'm supposed to believe you're some kind of nun. But then I'm going to get closer and you're going to turn around and turn out to be something really ugly and demonic. And sure enough, this nun thing turns around and her whole face is gone. It's just teeth.
Right.
And then he's like, see? See? Ha-ha! I told you were going to be ugly. And then she starts walking. But she's basically got, like, almost the body of a Jessica Rabbit. Like, long, silky legs. And she's wearing this red outfit with a slit up the side. And he goes, but you're kind of hot in a way.
But she's got no face.
Right. So he's just like, yeah. And ends up killing her.
Oh, she's a butterface because she doesn't have one.
Yeah, something like that. But the game is just really interesting. There are some race mechanics to it. There's some contextual menu things, you know, button pressing, much like in Wet, where you have to hit this button here. But the way that it's used in Brutal Legend is that that comes up when you have to basically raise a relic. So you're stuck in a level and you have to figure out a way to get out of it. You use the contextual menus to open up areas that have items so you can grab the items, and then Eddie tries to put those things together in a way that makes something that helps you get through the level. So the one thing that you get to play in the demo, which is going to be available for everybody next week, so it's not just a invitation only or a pre-order deal. The demo will be available. I think they're going to open the open beta on the 27th of September. So then everybody on Xbox Live and PS3 on the PSN will be able to download it and play the demo before the game comes out on the 13th. So you'll have plenty of hands-on time with it. But I just find the game to be enough of a joke and enough of a challenge to really be enjoyable. And you wouldn't expect anything less from the team that put together Monkey Island.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it lives up to all of that. Like, I keep replaying the demo, even though it's the exact same demo, whether you play it on normal or easy or on brutal. But it's just fun. So if you've got a code hanging around for it and you haven't used it yet, you really, really, really ought to check it out. I know that the marketing team is a little bit low on additional codes that they've been floating some around through a lot of the hot, big gaming websites. So just keep an eye out.
You said hot, big.
I said hot and big. Yeah, it did. You know where my mind's going. But you can definitely be on the lookout. Obviously, if you've got Twitter, make sure that you're following Brutal Legend because they do slip out a couple of codes here and there for both platforms. So you want to check and follow them a bunch to see if you can get those. But if not, like I said, the open demo comes out on the 27th. You'd be doing yourself a disservice, especially if you have the hard disk room, to not get it. So that's the demo I've played. I also have some news about some giveaway stuff that's going on, as well as a little bit of a clarification on one thing, because there are some people that are a little bit confused. So I'm going to start with that guy. You do not have to own GTA 4 in order to buy and play the episodes from Liberty City game pack that Rockstar is going to be releasing on the 29th.
Well, they don't have anything to do with the original story of GTA 4.
Well, they kind of do. They overlap a little bit. So, for instance, The Lost and the Damned, where they overlap is on that mission where you had to do the drug thing.
Yes.
And it goes bad. Okay, so the biker guy that you teamed up with is the lead character in The Lost and the Damned story.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't know enough as it sits right now about the Ballad of Gay Tony to know about Luis because I don't remember a Luis from the main story, so I don't know if he's just completely all new or if there's going to be some overlap in that story or not. But they Rockstar will be releasing The Ballad of Gay Tony as a downloadable. So for those that have room on their Xbox 360s, you can purchase it as DLC. But for those that either don't have the room or would prefer to play it on disc, Rockstar will be releasing a $40 disc pack that's going to have both the Lost and the Damned episodes as well as the Ballad of Gay Tony on it that you can play just directly on the disc without having to have had GTA 4.
Nice.
So for $40, you get a disc as opposed to having to do the download thing, especially if you got sucky bandwidth. And if you haven't already played Lost in the Dam, you now will get a disc with both the Lost in the Dam piece as well as Ballad of Gay Tony. So that's not bad. I mean, it's not the exact price of a new game. And you're basically getting two games in one. Because the Lost in the Dam, you're not just going to blow through that. A couple of the missions suck out loud, and it's going to take a little bit for you to do. Like, I'm still stuck on one, which was the bus escort one, because I need a truck to ram the bus. I didn't realize that. I keep trying to jack the bus, and I keep getting shot to death by the cops.
Well, now you know. Don't jack the bus.
Yeah, I gotta jack a truck, a semi, to ram the bus.
Ramming the bus. No kids, ramming the bus.
Yeah, evidently, because I can't just jack the bus.
I would jack the bus.
I wanted to just jack the bus so I could then
drive. That should
the
be
bus.
A new slogan, jack the bus, and it should mean something other than jacking a bus. I'm just saying, like, bust a move. It okay. should be like, jack. Right. I'm going to jack a bus.
All right. Okay. Well, you work that out.
I am. I'm going to go work that out in the corner. I love the idea.
All right. So.
Go to lunch.
Okay. I'm going to talk about the giveaway stuff now, because there's a bunch of different giveaways going on. And I want to thank Dan from RocketXL for actually sending over this information, because this is one I didn't know about, that it starts today, September 21st, because that's when you'll be listening to this podcast, and runs to Friday, September 25th. So basically from 12 a.m. Pacific time to 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on the 25th, Need for Speed guys are having kind of a kick-ass giveaway. So Basically what you need to do is you need to follow on Twitter Need for Speed. So you just need to at Need for Speed basically to be eligible. And if you're not sure, you can go to needforspeed.com. There's a big graphic about the promo and you can sign up for it. Okay, every day they're going to release a mission, and they haven't said what the missions are going to be, but you can compete them. So you basically get up to 5 entries.
Okay.
To get in there. And the prizes that they're giving away are some copies for Need for Speed Shift, an Xbox 360 with a wireless racing wheel, free EA games for a year,
ooh,
some concert tickets, and more. And
I want to get more.
Well, the more is kind of neat because the ultimate grand prize is an M3 car. So
as in an actual...
Yeah, an actual, like, M3. Yes. Yes.
Tax-free?
Yes. Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so that's why I said the big, big effing giveaway, people. So make sure you're jumping on the Twitters. If you don't have a Twitter account, you should make one just so that you can... Look, they're going to give away... Somebody's going to win a car.
They're giving away a car.
Somebody's going to get a car. Like, even if you just wind up getting, you know, the Xbox with the free EA games for a year, that is a freaking boss kind of prize right there.
And some lucky 16-year-old who just got his...
But here's the thing. Nope. You gotta be at least 18 and be a U.S. resident to participate.
Japan.
Okay, but you still could win a BMW M3, dude.
Okay, so some lucky upstart, 18-year-old upstart who just gets his permit is gonna fucking win a car.
No, I'm gonna do my damnedest to win this car because I need a car. I need one back.
Yeah, okay. You with an M3.
Dude, I'll make it work. I'll make that shit look sexy, and you know it.
I'd make it look sexy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wouldn't get the speeding
ticket. With my Lemon Demon playing. With my All Your Bass Are Belong to Us mega mix. You know it.
Oh.
All the geeks be like, she's so hot.
Okay. So I'll try to make sure that in the article on the website, we put up a link to take you to the Need for Speed site as well as their Twitter page to make it easy for you to add them. But again, it's only from the 21st to the 25th, and then they're going to be announcing winners, and all the times are Pacific. And they want to be real, real specific about the Pacific times. See, I was able to say it.
You are punny.
I are. So thanks, Dan, for the heads up about that. And should you win, you need to make sure that you thank Dan on Twitter, because he's the man. Dan the man.
Dan the man. You're on a roll.
I am. I am crazy punny today.
So.
And I'm not even drinking Mountain Dew.
Thank God.
This is Coca-Cola, people.
Oh. I thought you were off the sodas. Get off the habit!
Can't shake it, man. That monkey's on my back and he just won't let go.
Anyway.
So, other stuff that I've got. This one, actually, we talked about a long time ago because we believed that the product was actually going to hit the market sooner than now, but that didn't happen. But that's okay. Shit does happen. So,
yeah, especially after you eat. Well, it does.
Okay. So, the Easy Gear guys, who make a lot of peripherals for games, mostly.
Peripherals? Peripherals.
They make peripherals.
Peripherals. I'm not looking at you.
Oh, my God.
Redhead 12 o'clock.
Oh, because I cut her out my periphery. All right. Cat Williams is funny. Okay, moving on. The Easy Gear guys have been working with, I forget what the team name is now. Dang it, I had it in there, and now I don't.
Berg. Right.
Anyway.
In.
Oh, I have to go through my notes. Hold on, it's on the other
right
page.
Right and out.
This is not the hokey pokey.
Right.
Stop
and
it.
In. And I shake it all about.
Stop.
And the hokey, and I turn myself around because I'm fucking awesome.
Okay. See, I drink Coca-Cola, you're just on the Coke. So the folks have been working on the U-Rock guitar, which they've had a video out on YouTube for a while now showing off this guitar. And basically, it is a stringed electronic guitar that you can use to plug into your computer and basically manipulate the music creation applications. So, like, using it as a software instrument controller in Pro Tools or on the Mac side, GarageBand or Logic. Which would be really neat. We had gotten really excited about it because they had announced the guitar right around the time, at least for Panda and I, where they added the learn to play things into GarageBand and thought, oh my God, this will be a great, you know, cheapish guitar to get a hold of to learn how to actually play. And the reason why we were crazy excited about it was because the U-Rock guitar also lets you control and play Guitar Hero and Rock Band games. So it's like the ultimate electronic guitar. You turn around one way and you use it to play your fake songs and be a fake rocker.
And then you flip it and then you are a real one.
Yeah, yeah. So we were really, really excited about this guitar, and they were promising that they were going to be able to get it out for April, and we were crazy, crazy excited. And then it didn't happen.
Yep.
And then May came around, and it still didn't happen.
Nope.
And then June came around, and guess what?
Still nothing.
Same thing happened in July and August.
But July was my birthday, so that was an uber month.
Yes. Anyway, it's now going on. I think they've worked out all the kinks that they need to, and they have shipping dates for the U-Rock guitar, which it's going to ship in November. So if you don't know about it, make sure that you check out You Rock through the Googles.
And you'll hit. You rock.
You do rock. And you will find the You Rock guitar. They've got some videos up. They even have a YouTube page where you can check out some of the industry folks' reactions that they've had demo the guitar what they think of it. But they do have a deal going on right now that I want to mention. It is available for pre-order. I'm a little leery about the pre-order only because it mentioned something that they didn't mention before.
Oh.
Which was that each of the guitars, in order to use them with a Rock Band or a Guitar Hero game, there's a extra cartridge that you have to connect in order to use with the game. Which, you know, makes sense. I mean, you're basically having to translate each individual string on the guitar as being a trigger for what would just be the
green button, red button, yellow button.
Well, no, that's actually high up on the neck, but you're actually having to change it from the little flick thing, the strum bar.
Oh.
Because each of the strings have to act as the strum bar and not overload the doggone system. So if you play both games, both Guitar Hero and Rock Band on the Wii, you're boned because you're going to have to drop an additional $40 to get the controllers. The controllers for both. Okay, the PS3 one, the $120 controller, says that it works for both games. But what sucks is that the controller for the Xbox 360 is listed on the pre-order form as $30 and that it will be available in Q1 of 2010.
What?
Which means, you know, even though the guitar is going to ship in November, as far as using it as a controller,
it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a little bit, and
better grab a Snickers.
You should probably grab a Snickers or two.
Maybe two.
You know, you might want to
three,
think about
one for me, two for you.
You might want to think about possibly not
grab
holding your breath.
Hot pockets.
Those are always good.
Get the Snuggie so you're nice and warm while you wait.
Yeah, because it's going to be winter because we're talking Q1 here, people. And it doesn't list whether or not it'll work for both games or not.
What's Q1?
It's the first quarter.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, year's got 12 months, so you can
gotcha.
Put it into quarter
gotcha.
To 3 months.
Gotcha. That's okay.
So it's going to happen someplace in the first quarter of 2010, which means it could happen in January, it could happen in February, it may be March. So I'm a little bummed about that aspect, but I am looking forward to testing this thing out.
Me too.
When it becomes available, because everything I've seen with this guitar looks like it's really going to be a great bridge and help get all these people that are being introduced to new music, whether it's through Beatles Rock Band, whether it's through Guitar Hero 5, regular Rock Band discovering new bands and DLC. I think it's so cool that people now know who Muse is. And it's because
new Muse with Starlight.
I know, but not everybody did. And, you know, for them to get so big now and become so known that they get invited to the MTV Awards to play, basically, is really cool to me. And I, you know, that I think is directly inspired by people becoming more aware of them and discovering them through these games. So I think it's a great model. And I think if you can create a great bridge between being a musician in the game and maybe translating that to being a musician in the real world, especially right now where we're losing arts and music programs all over the place, I think that that's a great endeavor, and I hope that it works, and I hope that it's successful. I just don't want it to break my wallet while it's doing that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to testing this thing out. Hopefully we'll get our hands on them in November when they become available, and that they will actually really become available in November. This will make me happy.
I will cross my claws on that.
But the nice thing about the promotion that they're doing is if you pre-order a guitar from them right now using the form, there's a little area where you can put on some people's email addresses that you think might actually enjoy the guitar. And if those people wind up
pre-ordering?
You got it. Well, they gotta actually buy it, so not just the pre-order, and they can't take the pre-order back. But if they actually buy it, okay, the UROC people will take $10 off of the price of the guitar for you for every person that winds up buying one.
Oh.
And it's unlimited. So if you get 10 people to buy the guitar, you will get $100 off of the guitar.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you know a lot of people that enjoy those types of games that, you know, would also be either musicians or possibly want to get into being a musician and want to, you know, be able to do it electronically and take advantage of things like, you know, your Pro Tools and your Logics or whatever, this would be a great way to, one, save yourself a little bit of money. And
I'm all about saving money.
Get a kick-ass guitar.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I like the sound of that. I really do.
So make sure that you check it out. Then the last thing that I got is just one of the things that was actually suggested to me. I'm going to try it out. We're going to see how it works. Is that we really don't list some of the up-and-coming games that are getting ready to drop. Which is something that we may end up doing in the magazine. I don't know. I think that a bunch of magazines do this already, so there's no reason to have another one that does it. But just to remind people of games that are coming out, in case they want to pre-order and things like that, I got a list of a couple of games that I'm looking forward to that are dropping soon, and their dates and their platforms. So the first one, obviously, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming out 9/29. So, end of this month, bitches. On the PS3. Obviously, I've already talked about it. Brutal Legend, dropping on October 13th. It's going to be available on the PS3 and the Xbox 360. So that one right there, that's going to get the Ninja pre-order seal of approval. Because that one you should definitely grab a hold of, I think. Episodes from Liberty City. Look, I'm a GTA fan. I think that if you are, if you were one of the people that got the Chinatown Wars on your DS and you're considering getting it on your PSP, you just need to go ahead and get the Episodes from Liberty City disc, especially if you're running out of space. That drops on October 29th, and it is still an Xbox exclusive.
Oh?
Yes. Still exclusive to the Xbox.
Well, good. So, neener, 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 PSN.
Yes, that's a big neener in your face. Tekken 6 drops on the 27th of October. So holiday is going... You're going to be broke for holiday, people.
I'm already broke. I'm okay. Not too worried.
Well, you're going to be broker. I mean, just looking at what's coming out for the rest of September and October, and I haven't even gotten to November yet. That'll probably be a couple more podcasts in. But you got Tekken 6 dropping on the 27th. Like I said, you got GTA going on the 29th. You've got Ratchet and Clank's Game of Crack in Time. Comes out on the 27th as well for the PS3. So literally, Tekken 6 and the Ratchet game drop on the same day. And Forza 3 just happens to drop on that same day.
Oh.
So, like, right there, you're talking, let's see, 60, 60, that's 120, another 60, $180 right there, boom, done. Yeah, broke mofo. Alpha Protocol drops on the 29th. And Fairy Tail Fights drops on the 30th.
Yay! Go play Logic.
Oh, yeah. And Borderlands hits on the 20th. So there's a lot of stuff going on in October. Those are some titles I'm looking forward to. Most of those are going to be rentals for me because I don't have money like that.
But, I mean, if you're one of those cool people who does and you want to spread the wealth, you could always...
Hey, hook a sister up. I mean, I'm...
Hook a man up.
You know, I'm all for the hookup. I enjoy it.
So am
it. I. I value it.
Wink, wink, I heart games. And I'm a girl. Yes. I'll smile.
You will smile, but you will not whore yourself out for games.
No.
Not on my show.
Can't let you do that, Star Panda.
Okay. So that's really all the stuff that I've got for this week. I think we covered a lot.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of tired.
Yes, I need food. So we should probably wrap this up so we can make that happen.
Yeah.
So I will say that you need to make sure that you check out the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. I will make sure to put up on the website the stuff about the Need for Speed giveaway and where you can find the U-Rock guitar stuff so that you can get to it quickly. Make sure you take advantage of it. And if you can't remember the long address of the website, you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been... written within the week. If you have any comments about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing weekly on Monday nights at 9.
Wednesday night.
I said Monday, didn't I? I'm so used to saying Monday. It's Wednesday at 9.
Yep.
Wednesday. And you know what? Here's the thing. I even wrote a note to myself. Remember to say Wednesday.
Well, apparently you didn't pay
attention. It's the one note I didn't actually read on my page.
Oh. So, yes. Wednesday nights.
Yes. At 9. Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, which is 6 p.m. Pacific time. While you're waiting to listen to us at 9, make sure you go a little bit earlier. You can catch some of the other really entertaining shows over at All Games, like Chatterbox
Radio. Or In-Game Chat.
There's also DPL. We love those guys.
There is also Ultimate Quest, which has finally come back from hiatus.
There's The Escapers Lounge.
I have yet to hear that. Is that any good?
You should check it out. I enjoyed it.
You know what? I might have to.
You really should.
And you could also, if you were a fan of us on Mondays, can check out who has taken our spot on Monday, Gametopius. They're actually really good. I'm not bitter.
And there's also, did we already mention OLR? Because if we didn't, we should.
No, but we should.
Yes, because we love OLR. Orange Sound
and
Radio is
don't forget Video Game Outsiders, Bobby Blackwolf's show, and even though they're not affiliated, Friday Night Gaming is also a very interesting show.
And Fantastic Forum is back, so comic book nerds unite. Excelsior. So, I keep my geek on the low. So make sure.
Listen to us. Listen to them.
Yeah.
Listen to us. Listen to them.
You'll be thoroughly entertained. Promise.
Abused.
Pinky swears. Mm-hmm. Who else do you have to listen to? Oh, yeah, that's right. Not only our podcast and the guys we're affiliated with, but the podcasts that our dudes make. Because we've got some funny dudes with some funny and entertaining shows. So make sure that you check out Boston Bash Brigade at bostonbashbrigade.com. Their podcast is also in the iTunes podcast directory, so you can find them there. Their shows go out on every Tuesday. So you can basically start your week off right. You get us on our website on Monday, you follow it up by the Bastards on Tuesday. And then,
what about Deuces Wild? Is he on Wednesdays?
It's kind of funny. Most times, that's the way it works out for Geek Aggro.
Oh, man.
So it's like
we've got you covered till hump day.
We've got you covered till hump day, folks. And by then, you should be humping and not listening to anybody.
Well, I mean, you could be listening while you're humping, but you know,
I don't think
unless
you
and your hump partner are both fans, I don't think.
It would really. This is not Bow Chicka Brow Wow. Like
brown chickas, brown cow.
This is not the kind of thing you get down.
Oh, we're half that.
We're not the audio you use to make babies. But if you do, keep that to yourself. Follow us on Twitter. You can find me, twitter.com/ninjasista. Make sure you put the H on the end. Don't follow any other ninjas. All ninjas are false before me.
And you can follow me at twitter.com/ladyesh.
So with that, I think that's all we've got. I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it felt like it was done 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, we had more.
Oh.
So much more.
So what are you going to do with your toast, Ninja?
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some chicken and avocado and tomato on it.
Oh?
Yeah, and have a toasted chicken, avocado, tomato
thing.
It sounds yummy. I
so hope it is, because if not, you're going to get sick.
I'm going to cook the chicken.
Oh.
No, I'm just going to put raw chicken on some toast and see what happens.
I thought you were going to put like a hen.
Yeah, let me put a hen on some toast and see what. Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
who's the one on crack?
You didn't specify.
I kind of thought that it went without saying.
Crack is whack.
And you should get off it. What are you doing with your toast?
I am going to give my toast a sword and a gun, and I'm going to throw blood at it and see what happens.
You're going to make your toast slide across the ground?
Well, I mean, if it slides, then it's far more awesome than, and I shouldn't be eating it.
If your toast could slide across the ground and start shooting at you, I would recommend
that you
run.
I would not eat it.
I would recommend running, let alone thinking about eating it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm going to do with it.
All right. Well, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We are out of here, guys.
Have a good week.
a hen. Just dropping it.
What? You
know,
you because, did not specify.
Because
a chicken.
Because I just have easy access to hens.
When you're in Virginia, I bet there are some farms.
You have been here. Have you ever seen just randomly a chicken walking around?
No.
In my neighborhood. I'm like 5 minutes away from the fucking metro. There's a 7-Eleven at the end of my street, for fuck's sake.
Okay. Oh, all right. So maybe not, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. It just means you haven't seen it.
If I find a random chicken just walking around, I'll take pictures. Like, there are bunnies. Okay, well, I've seen bunnies, but you didn't see me. You don't hear me talking about just putting some rabbit on some toast.